I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Some people are really good at building things. I'd like to think I'm one of those people, but I guess I'm really not. I mean, I can put together prefabricated furniture, but I can't make a sofa from scratch. I can't rewire a house or lay a foundation. I like to watch people on YouTube do these things. There's something so satisfying about craftsmanship and expertise. This is also the way I think about the world. It was created. It didn't show up in the universe by accident. There's design, craftsmanship, intention that becomes more and more evident the deeper we look into the cosmos or the biology of life on Earth. There's a creator, a builder, behind it all. When Jesus was here, he taught us to call that creator Father, a term of respect, and also intimacy, nearness. We can draw a lot of conclusions from this, but one thing I like to think about is how we tend to take after our human parents. Sometimes we physically look like them, and we usually behave like they do. The older we get, the more we can see those traits passed down to us, sometimes whether we like it or not. There are also ways we take after our Heavenly Father. Our Father, God, is a creator. Anytime we use our ingenuity or creativity to build something, we are operating in a gift that He passed down to us. Sometimes the things we create intentionally bring Him glory, and sometimes we build things to glorify ourselves. But the act of creating, making something, demonstrates our connection to God. Jesus told a parable in Luke 6. About two builders. As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. This is a story about building something, a life that honors God. The wise builder, according to Jesus, is like a person who listens to the things Jesus taught and puts them into practice. Things like forgiveness, loving each other, even our enemies, healing instead of breaking, reconciling instead of conquering. Perhaps we picture these two houses in different places, one on a sandy desert and another on a stable mountain. But notice that he says the wise builder digs down deep and lays the foundation on rock. Both builders are looking at a sandy desert. They both inhabit the same world. But while one builds their house right there on top of the sand, the other starts out by digging, excavating the land until they reach something solid, the rock. In Ephesians, Paul says that God is like a master builder, creating a house out of living stones, you and me, and laying the whole thing on the foundation of the law and the prophets. In other words, everything we know about who God is. And the chief cornerstone, the rock around which everything else is oriented, is Jesus. The way we build our lives on the teachings of Jesus is by digging down until we find the rock. That means considering very carefully where we start. It means making decisions again and again that keep us rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, and not in the love of self or seeking some other kind of glory. What we build on this foundation, what we construct through our decisions and relationships and labor, is a life that will endure the storms. Maybe you need to shore up the foundations of your house today. Maybe you need to break new ground. Maybe you need to dig down deeper. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you today so you can create something that will honor God and last forever. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. You can learn more about the ministries of our church by signing up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.